to South Dakota now, where the Secretary of the Interior spent a weekend listening to Native American elders share their stories about the abuse they experienced at Indian boarding schools. Deb Holland has been traveling around the country to document abuses at these schools that were run or supported by the federal government. Lee Strubinger of South Dakota Public Broadcasting has our story.
78-year-old Rosalie Quickbear attended one of the 31 boarding schools located in South Dakota. The Sechangu Lakota describes being powdered with the pesticide DDT, spending weeks with an untreated broken leg, and getting locked in a dark cellar for days. Quickbear says her experience as a child, as well as other boarding school survivors, was a real-life horror story.
That's how we grew up. That's why we're like we are.
Quickbear says her experience still affects her.
I thought there was no God. Just torture and hatred. Sometimes I'm still to this day, I'm quiet. I'm off away from people. Because I still can't really feel that love that we're supposed to know as a human being.
Quickbear says she spends every day working on understanding love. One boarding school survivor described getting beaten for stashing half an apple in his pocket. Dwayne Hollowhorn Bear says a bishop paddled him 50 times on his bare bottom.
He knocked me out with the pain, dragged me into the dormitory. I don't know what else he did to me.
Another survivor says every boarding school story is similar. Cheryl Angel also spoke.
We were treated inhumanely.
It's stories like these the Department of Interior is collecting as part of the Federal Indian Boarding School Initiative. Deb Holland is the first Indigenous woman to lead the Interior Department, which helped carry out the boarding school mission. She says the year-long tour is one step among many
that we will take to strengthen and rebuild the bonds within Native communities that the federal Indian boarding school policies set out to break.
Officials have not said what comes next. The initiative hopes to identify marked and unmarked burial sites across the boarding school system and also allow for elders to be heard. For NPR News, I'm Lee Strubinger in Mission, South Dakota.